Grayson Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel says it will allow Jordan and the United Arab Emirates to airdrop food into Gaza in the coming days. The World Food Program warns for now the food crisis is only getting worse.
The UN says hunger in Gaza amid the Israel-Hamas war and a blockade of aid by Israel is so severe that people are walking corpses. This woman there says,
all the people of Gaza are hungry.
The UN says more than 1,000 people have been killed by Israeli forces since May at sites operated by an Israeli and U.S.-backed foundation, this woman says through an interpreter.
My husband went a couple of times to get aid and got shot. If we are to die from hunger, so be it. Because seeking aid is seeking death.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche met with Ghislaine Maxwell for a second time, looking for more information about the Jeffrey Epstein scandal. Maxwell's attorney, David Marcus, says she was asked about 100 people, and she didn't hold anything back.
We haven't asked for anything. This is not a situation where we're asking anything in return for testimony or anything like that.
Before leaving for Scotland yesterday, President Trump was asked if he might pardon Maxwell.
It's something I haven't thought about. It's really something I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
New numbers from the CDC show the number of women having children has dropped to a record low. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook says it's a concern for the future.
The number of births dropped from 4 million to 3.6 million. And that's a huge drop. And the deaths were 3.1 million. And so now you only have an excess of 500,000 new people. Over time, you know, we talk about the sandwich generation, right? You know, the people in the middle. And then there are the people that they're taking care of, you know, their parents, and then the kids are underneath them. You know, that's got to be balanced. And it's getting lopsided. And the fear is that as these numbers go down, you're simply not going to have enough people entering the economy to sustain it.
Economic concerns have many women delaying childbearing or not having any children at all. A popular movie theater in California has set a Guinness World Record.
The Chinese Theater in L.A. is selling a popcorn bucket for $80. It's not just a regular bucket, though. It has glowing LED eyes and removable horns and is shaped like Marvel's planet-devouring villain Galactus in honor of their new movie. The $80 price tag is the most expensive popcorn bucket ever, surpassing the one AMC Theaters released in 2019, shaped like R2-D2. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Fantastic Four First Steps is expected to make $125 million this weekend. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Sunny, hot, and humid for Sunday. Highs in the low 90s. The heat index will push near 100. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms in low 70s.
Right now, it's 62.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to author Laura Bird, recommending books with a connection to nature, and Senator Tammy Baldwin on keeping rural drinking water clean in Wisconsin.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, BROFHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. Huntworthgear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today, a Lake Michigan report.
hearing protection for shooters of all ages, and summer battery maintenance. Yes, it is a thing. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678 or hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm joins me from home in Wisconsin Rapids. A rare week at home for you, right, Jeff?
Yeah, one of two, I suppose, in the last month and a half. But it's been a lot of time on the road, and I've got another couple of weeks coming up. We'll go from South Dakota to New York with one day in between to be home and do some laundry these upcoming weeks.
Wow, yeah. Well, in all your travels, I'm sure you're seeing a lot of the country, mostly just, you know, white lines on the road ahead of you, but seen anything interesting or scary or exciting worth reporting?
You know, I'm sure there's been things in amongst, you know, we see a lot of wildlife via either deceased on the road or along the side of the road.
About to be.
Yeah. We do see some oddities. There's definitely the way people drive changes across the country. The weather you drive in and the sunrises and sunsets are usually always great, Dan. It's one of the parts of the job that is a perk. We generally are up with a sunrise most every single time. And when we drive home, we're generally driving home in a sunset, or at least quite often. And those are, I don't take those opportunities always for granted. I especially don't take the opportunity to spend that time with my wife in the summertime or my kids when they come on the road with me. Even as frustrating as that can be sometimes, playing the role of dad, tournament director, and husband, and all of that combined into one spot, they're great opportunities to be able to share the experiences with those that mean the most to me.
Yeah. Well, you are one of the best multitaskers I know, so I imagine it's not without stress, but I'm sure you're handling it, obviously, or you wouldn't still be doing it.
Yeah, it's there's always something going on in our world, and this is what makes it a full-time career, is that even though we've got all this travel in the summertime, my travel season's going to start coming to a slower and slower end, but that means the logistics and planning part that I do here at home will pick up.
Yeah. Well, how did last weekend's event, the Masters Walleye Circuit tournament on Badenoch, how'd that go?
It really went great, Dan. I was so excited to get back to that Escanaba Gladstone area. One, they really welcome anglers and boaters, you know, people to enjoy that Badenoch area so well. They're so welcoming. It really does kind of feel like, you know, an extension of Wisconsin. I have to say that, even though they are proudly Michigan, they does feel so welcoming to be there. And the fishing was I would say good to fair, I suppose, for most of the anglers. They struggled a little bit trying to find both their overs and unders. And what I mean by that is Little Badenoch has a slot limit where you can only have one fish over 23 inches boxed in your boat per angler. So as a team, you can only get two of those fish. And so you really wanted those two as big a fish as possible. And then you needed to round out the rest of your bag. The other three fish need to be between 15 and that 23 inch mark. And it was difficult for teams to be consistent in bringing in all of those fish in that direction and in that way. But the couple of teams that really did a good job being consistent that way really walked away with it. The winners, Scott Roloff and Kurt Henriksen, 58 pounds, 10 ounces. They had a massive 32-pound bag on day number two, which is, I mean, when you think you could only have two fish over 23 inches, they had the perfect unders, the fish that were sitting in that 21 to 22 inch range. They had three of those, and then two really great, like 8.5 pound overs. Just a really, really awesome way to cap off that Masters Walleye Circuit event at Gladstone. Weather was good for the most part, and we're looking forward to one final event in the Masters Walleye Circuit regular season. That's at Cass Lake coming up in September. But we've got the Junior World Championship in Pierce, South Dakota to go to, and then a National Walleye Tour in Dunkirk, New York the following week.
So you'll be on
busy,
the road.
Busy time still.
Yeah, you'll be on the road a couple of weeks. Well, I'm finally heading back up to the Chippewa River this coming week to fish with my son John and Bimbo Gifford. We had him on the show about a month ago. He's been doing well on bass and caught a real nice muskie on the stretch we fish. So we'll see what we can do this time. I'm hoping to raise a couple muskies and some more smallmouths maybe. And this just in from Wisconsin DNR, ATV-UTV fatalities are on a record pace this year, and the DNR advises riders, of course, to wear seat belts and helmets, to obey speed restrictions, and to drive sober. Interestingly, or, you know, ironically, of the 23 fatalities as of last week, all but two were male. Most were not wearing seat belts or helmets. Two were underage. You, on public land, you got to be over 16, I believe, to drive an ATV or UTV. And only two had passed ATV safety certification. So it makes you wonder what people are thinking when they take off in one of these vehicles and just how much impact the DNR's, you know, urging people to be safe and get, you know, get certified. Mm-hmm. And how much impact that's actually having. Yeah. Anyway, well, coming up, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch reports on Lake Michigan action off Sheboygan. Audiology graduate student Adeline DeCry, a new voice for us, talks about her history as a trap shooter and how that led to her career. And Remy Battery President Mike Miller offers advice for hot weather battery maintenance. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. 5 years now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Remy Battery has been family-owned and operated since 1931. They have multiple locations in Wisconsin and Michigan. On 43rd and Lincoln in Milwaukee, that's their main office. And they also have a store on Sunset Drive in Waukesha and one in Escanaba and one in Houghton in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. And you can find them on the web at remybattery.com. And joining us now is Remy President Mike Miller. Mike, thanks for joining us and welcome back to Outdoors Radio.
Hey, Dan, it's great to be back. I hope you're having a great summer and getting out on the water a lot. It's been a warm one, right?
Getting out on the water a little, but this week coming up, I am going to be up north. So, yes, I'm going to get out. But, yes, it has been a warm one, and that's why I'm calling you. You and I have talked about the impact of heat and cold on batteries, and I've had a couple of instances lately where I was ready to help somebody jump a dead car, I don't know what it was, with that NOCO booster pack I got from you. But another guy was already there with another booster pack, and he said, this is the third one I've done this week, so what the heck's going on?
Well, Dan, I mean, you know, everybody thinks about extreme cold and extreme cold being bad for batteries. But in actuality, what's happening is extreme heat, you know, like what we've been having the last several weeks is actually more detrimental and more harmful to batteries. The heat, and especially with higher underhood temperatures, you look under a hood nowadays and everything's crammed in there so tight, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, it captures a lot of heat. There isn't a lot of airflow through that engine bay as much any longer in many vehicles. But the extreme heat causes the plates in the battery to deteriorate. And typically in this climate, you know, we don't see much unless we get extended heat spells like what we've had of battery failures in the heat. Where we usually realize the damage that gets done by heat is when we start getting those first cold snaps in the early winter, and that's when we start seeing how the battery had gotten weakened by the heat over the previous summer. So, you know, it's not uncommon for hot climates like down in the Southwest and Southeast, where the batteries down there actually fail within 2 to 3 years, as opposed to our climate up here, the average life of a battery is anywhere from 4 to 6 years. So, you know, we've got the advantage of a climate that is better for an automotive battery than down south. But what we don't realize or what we don't think about up in this climate is when we do get these hot spells that it can cause a battery to fail just as easily as a real hard cold snap.
Yeah, so we are possibly sustaining damage to batteries now that we won't notice unless we have a real weak one, like the gentleman who needed a jump the other day. We won't notice until fall. What can we do?
Well, you know, one of the best things to do, Dan, is, you know, it's a maintenance part. The batteries are a maintenance part, okay? And the easiest way to determine the state of that battery is to, you know, go into your, you know, service provider. They'll have a piece of equipment to test that battery. We do that for free. If you bring it into one of our locations, we can test that battery and we can give you a pretty reasonable idea. It's like taking a snapshot of your battery. It's a test that'll let you know exactly how that battery is performing at that point in time. And we can, you know, determine from that if that battery has a reasonable chance of, you know, lasting you another 6 months or lasting you another several years. So, you know, that's probably the best preventative maintenance thing you can do. Most places do that for free, you know, and so, you know, it's a very easy, simple thing to do. If you go in and get your oil change or you're doing your regular service maintenance, tire rotation or something like that, just ask if they can do a battery test, and that'll give you a little bit of peace of mind.
Good idea. Now, I am no electrician, but I do have a voltmeter. And will that help if I check my 12-volt battery? What should I be looking for?
Well, if you do check the open circuit voltage, a fully charged battery is going to be right between 12.5 to about 12.7 volts. Okay. Now, that doesn't put a that does not put a stress test on it. And when I'm talking about some of these battery tests, we put a load test on it, which is a little bit of a stress test, and it simulates your car starting under a load. And that'll give us an idea as to how many amps can be drawn, or cold cranking amps, or cranking amps can be drawn from that battery. So, you know, it's always best to have that load test done as well as read that open circuit voltage.
Okay. Well, and if folks come into any of your stores, they can get that test for free. And if they need help, you can sell them a battery if they need that, or one of those booster packs. The guy who we helped jump, he said, "Boy, I'm buying one of those tomorrow."
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's a good thing to have in the event that you get stuck out there.
Yeah, and not just for cars, but ATVs, boats, I suppose any recreational vehicles, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. They come in all shapes and sizes. You know, we've got smaller ones that they'll fit in a storage compartment of an ATV or a motorcycle, all the way up to large ones that'll start a semi-truck.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for that advice, and we will catch up with you again probably as fall and winter approach.
Sounds very good. Dan, you have a wonderful summer.
Thank you. You too. Folks, that was Mike Miller, president of Remy Battery. They're located in Milwaukee on 43rd and Lincoln, and on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, and you'll find stores in Escanaba and Houghton in the UP as well. And you can find directions to all these locations on their website at remybattery.com. And you can sign up for their newsletter there, too. Just look for the link. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, let's get a Lake Michigan report from Dumper Dan Welch of Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and on the web at DumperDan.com. And you can check out his Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters, because this report and every one we do will be posted there. And this week's report is also brought to you by Visit Sheboygan, the Malibu of the Midwest, they call it. And they're located right across the river from Dumper Dan's and on the web at visitsheboygan.com. Well, joining us once again from Sheboygan, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welch. Well, Dan, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Oh, you bet, Dan. Great to be back.
We are doing things a little differently this week. Ozzy Oswald, who posts these reports on your Facebook page, and five of his friends fish with one of your charters this morning, and Ozzy's been shooting photos and video of everything going on there.
Yeah, it's been an exciting day with Ozzy and his group, and they came in last night. They stayed in one of our riverfront condos I put them in, and then he was here last night when the boats came in at 8 p.m., and then also this morning went out fishing on our boat number 6. He really got to see what it's all about, and he was pretty excited. Our place is packed this morning. All 6 boats were busy with a dozen trips, and we had people coming and going, and he did well on the lake, too. It was a lot of fun. We did a lot of videotaping, a lot of picture taking. He caught some nice-sized lake trout. He caught a king, I believe a coho he had mixed in there, too, and saw how the fish were cleaned and bagged and prepped and everything, too. He had a good time, and his crew did, too. He had a party of 6 here.
Well, good. Yeah, you and I had talked about this, thinking this might be a good idea to get him there to have some firsthand experience and to get some video and photos and stuff that he will intersperse with our conversation here. Let's talk about the fishing. How's it been?
It's been good. I mean, we've had some weather, you know, come and go throughout the last week or so. A lot of calm conditions for a while, and then we had a couple storms come through, but they kind of broke up as they hit the lake, so that was good. We got a cold front that came through, some east winds, but the lake didn't get rough enough that we had a reschedule. But like this morning when Ozzie was out, waves were about 2 foot. You know, they weren't bad out of the east. And it was actually a comfortable day on the lake because the temperatures did cool down here. I mean, Lake Michigan, we do have kind of free air conditioning when it comes off the lake.
Yeah.
And it's very comfortable. So it's not like humid, hot, and sticky here. It's just perfect. And they did good. Fishing right now, we're offshore a little ways because the water is warm, 63 degrees. So we're fishing out 150 to 200 feet of water straight out in south of town, which is easy to get to from our lighthouse out of the port of Sheboygan, just southeast, about 3-4 miles out, five at the most on the miles. And fishing north southbound passes is what we're doing in them water depths from 150 to 200 and catching everything. Good variety, Dan. Rainbow, coho, king. A lot of lake trout, a really big one on the Facebook page the other day, a 26.5-pound lake trout, biggest of the year. So it's been a lot of fun, and being late July, it's pretty much normal for what we're expecting going into August. Fishing's really solid right now.
Well, that's good. Now, you told me that Ozzie was the first one there at the store this morning when you got there right after 4 o'clock, and then your clients came piling in. What happens in the morning when people come in?
Well, that's what's nice with Dumper Dan's here on the riverfront. I have the store. You walk right in. It's all lit up real nice. We got the TV on, music on, coffee, donuts, breakfast sandwiches, apparel. People buy hoodies, hats, can koozies, what have you. But that's our check-in headquarters. And as Ozzie witnessed, got here luckily early enough and got his stuff set up because they came in quick, all the clients. And we had them lined up from my office desk all the way out to the rail where the boats went. I mean, there was 40, 50 people here checking in, and a lot of fun. People laughing, joking around, having a morning cup of coffee, getting checked in, getting instructions of what to do and what boat they're on. That's what we do here. And we've got a well-oiled machine, Dan, I'll tell you. And they come in, they go to where they have to. They're informed where their condo is, where the boats are, where the fish cleaning is, and all of the above. That's what Ozzie filmed this morning. And what we did is a lot of 20 to 30 second videos. I mean, we do a lot of pictures here at Dumper Dan's, but I wanted to do a little more video, and that's what you suggested as well. And Ozzie did a lot of short little clip videos of all sorts of stuff that we're going to use that should really be entertaining for the customers on these reports moving forward.
Good. I assume he shot some of the boats going out.
Yeah, he did. He went out last. And then he came in first, and he got them coming back in. He got everything, fish carts and buckets full of fish, and our fish cleaner, Roy, and Michelle at the store, and Tyler working down here, and Zach. He got everything done, and it was really good. A lot of good people here today. I mean, a lot of compliments and a lot of repeat people that are booking it again for next year, right as they leave. So yeah. It was a great day. A lot of fun.
Good. Well, when a boat leaves, what happens?
When the boat leaves, we get them loaded. They go down the ramp by us. They get on board. They're introduced to our captain and first mate. They grab a seat. They head out. We get out. We set the tackle. We troll for these fish, and then they take turns. They get the pick who goes first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and then they take turns on the poles. They reel them in. We net the fish, and then we put them in the cooler on ice. We bring them in, hang them on the fish rack like we did this morning with Ozzie and all the groups, and take more pictures, and then we clean and bag them for you. And what's really nice, too, we did a short video on where freezers are, and a lot of places don't have that. You got to take the fish with you. We're here, if you're staying for a couple, 3 nights in our condos, we freeze them for you. We do that, and then when you go home, we ice them down, get them out of the freezer, you head home. They're ready for the grill, or they're ready for your freezer when you get back home.
For somebody who's never cleaned a 10- or 15-pound salmon or lake trout, how is it done?
The city of Sheboygan here, great facility, fish cleaning station right here next to my place at Dumper Dan's, and we fillet them. We used to gut and gill them back in the days, but now everybody likes fillets, and they're just easier to work with, easier to cook or smoke. They're a butterfly fillet, each side of the fish, and it's still connected. We call it a butterfly fillet, and we put them in a special fish bag. We don't really promote the vacuum seal. It's a lot of work, and I don't think there's much advantage to it because we got 2.5 mil bags in thickness, and they're made for fillet bags, and they're made for tube bags for bigger fish, and you can freeze them right in these bags for up to a year without any freezer burns. We recommend the way we do it and putting one butterfly fillet fish in each bag and freezing them like that, and then you can take them out as needed, you know, as you want to cook them.
So the skin is still on the fillet when you put it in the bag?
Yep, the skin's on the fillet, but all the rib bones are out, and it's solid meat. You got to transport them with the skin on so you can obviously prove, you know, what you caught, and you also can't chunk them. You know, you can do any of that at home. You can skin them, you can chunk them, you can do anything, but leaving here, you got to be able to see the whole fish and what it is, and that would be skin on. And a lot of places, you know, restaurants too, and us down here and customers, they a lot of times skin side down on tinfoil, cedar plank board, or right on the grill, and the fish just peels right off the skin and you eat the meat. It's a good way to cook them, just on the skin in general, and then we keep that on for you.
Where does the head and the guts, where does all that go?
That's the fish cleaning station. Awesome grinding system here. Big table, two-sided, hoses, water. It goes right down in the city sewage. You can't put it back in the river, but it goes right in the city sewage. Works really, really well. A nice setup here at South Pier Drive. You rinse everything down. It's nice and clean. You bag the fish, and we have fish carts that we wheel all the fish back to our store, which is basically right next door, and you take off with the fish in your cooler, or we freeze them for a night or two if you're staying for extended stay.
Now, you mentioned that Michelle did something with cooked salmon.
I actually did it with the salmon, explained smoked fish, which is one of my favorite. In fact, you have a chunk of smoked filet salmon coming back home right now.
Nice.
As a little treat. And then we serve some at the store here. We have a company in town here that smokes fish. They do a great job. We send a lot of people there. That's one of my favorites, you know, on crackers. But then also on our website, dumperdan.com, we have a lot of different recipes for preparing fish for grilling, canning, pickling. But grilling nowadays is very popular. It's easy to do. And then Michelle did some explaining in the store of how people check in and what we have to offer in the store with beverages, snacks, apparel, and what have you.
All right. And let's talk about visitsheboygan.com. They are pretty close to you, aren't they?
Yeah, they're right across the river from me, basically right across the 8th Street drawbridge. Shelly Harms and the crew over there does an excellent job in tourism. They just built that building a couple years ago. It's basically new. Great facility. A lot of information, brochures, pamphlets, videos over there at Visit Sheboygan. They have a Facebook page, too, and a website. In fact, I'm hoping they'll share this over to their page like they do a lot with their fishery here in Sheboygan as we forward things to them. So you can check it out, you know, at Visit Sheboygan. A lot of people, when they come into my store, you know, they're looking for Sheboygan apparel. And if they fished with us, they buy Dumper Dan stuff. But if they haven't, then they're looking for Sheboygan on a shirt or on a hoodie or a hat, I send them over there. They have a full store of Sheboygan souvenir and merchandise for tourists to take home.
Very good. And that's visitsheboygan.com, folks. Well, Dan, we got to let you go here. People can get a hold of you online, on Facebook, or on your phone, right?
You bet. Best way is the cell phone, 920-377-1147. Talk to me, Dumper Dan, direct. Questions, reservations, I take all of that for you. And then also Facebook page, you know, with our reports. And then also dumperdan.com on the website for more information on, like, pricing and fishing license purchase and that kind of thing. So, yeah, check us out, Facebook, website, or 920-377-1147.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you. We will talk to you again in a couple of weeks. And meanwhile, I hope you get a little rest. You told me today was about as crazy a day as you've had.
Absolutely, and they're coming in the store right now to get ready for their afternoon trip. So back at it. Hopefully the fish keep biting and the weather stays nice.
All right, thanks for that report, Dan. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Take care. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Dumper Dan Welch with the report from Sheboygan. His website, dumperdan.com. You can also find out all about what's going on in Sheboygan at visitsheboygan.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Step outside. Let us be your guide. Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Get ready for the ultimate outdoors and family adventure. Game Fair 2025. America's original since 1982, Game Fair runs 6 big days, August 8th, 9th, and 10th, and August 15th, 16th, and 17th at the Armstrong Ranch in Ramsey. Try your hand at archery, test the latest hunting gear, and bring your dog for field demos and competitions. Game Fair 2025, where the outdoors comes to life. More info and tickets at gamefair.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Israel now says it will allow other countries to airdrop aid into Gaza, where the health ministry says dozens of people have starved to death in the past week. CBS's Allison Keyes.
The UN says hunger in Gaza amid the Israel-Hamas war is so severe that people are walking corpses.
Ghislaine Maxwell met again with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. Her attorney, David Marcus, says she didn't hold back while answering questions about the Jeffrey Epstein scandal.
We haven't asked for anything. This is not a situation where we're asking anything in return for testimony or anything like that.
President Trump was asked if he will pardon Maxwell.
It's something I haven't thought about.
The nation's birth rate fell to a record low last year. CBS News chief medical correspondent, Dr. John LaPook.
Now you only have an excess of 500,000 new people. And the fear is that as these numbers go down, you're simply not going to have enough people entering the economy to sustain it.
Couples are marrying later and they're worried about money. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Take yourself out to the ball game at historic Witter Field in Wisconsin Rapids for Rafters Baseball for a fun-filled day. They're throwing a Rafters Baseball Kids TV Takeover on Sunday, July 27th at 3:05 p.m., and you won't want to miss it. Your favorite Kids TV characters will be there ready to meet you and take pictures. Enjoy some tasty food and cheer on the team with your family and friends. It's going to be an awesome day of excitement and laughter, so bring everyone along to Witter Field. They can't wait to see you there.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear upper 60s. Sunny, hot, and humid for Sunday. Highs in the low 90s. The heat index will push near 100. Sunday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms in low 70s.
Right now, it's 62.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call 1-800-217-4380. That's 1-800-217-4380. Again, 1-800-217-4380.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. After weeks of speculation, Governor Tony Evers has finally made his decision. He is not running for a third term. Evers has had an accomplished career as a dedicated public servant for 5 decades and has been a terrific governor for the state of Wisconsin these last 6+ years, and we should be grateful for his time in office. It's been a job well done. But all things must pass. In making this decision to step aside and not seek another term, Tony Evers is doing what he has done time and time again. He's doing the right thing. And perhaps in making this decision, Governor Evers can be the one to turn the tide on the Democratic Party's unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. In his own unassuming way, the mild-mannered former science teacher who became Wisconsin's governor can be an example to Democrats across the nation. Because we know what happens in Wisconsin politics often has ramifications that reach well beyond the state's borders.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, Wisconsin, is a full-service hearing health care clinic, and they are the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com, and the information number is 608-292-4916. And if you call that number, your first consultation is absolutely free. And joining me now from Mauston is Adeline DeCry. She's an audiology graduate student with Professional Hearing Care. And I met her about a month ago. Adeline, thanks for joining us and welcome to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Hey, Dan, how's it going?
Well, I am doing all right. I can hear you today. Now, when I met you, I was having some trouble hearing and you cleaned my ears out. What exactly was going on there?
Yeah, well, when you came in, your ears were pretty plumb full with wax. So we spent some good time together chit-chatting while I was digging around in your ears for potatoes.
And you found a few potatoes, right?
Yeah, so I did. We made some good progress.
And I've been hearing better ever since. How often should someone have their ears cleaned, even if they're, say, wearing hearing aids?
You know, it really depends. Some people are bigger wax producers than others. So really, it's just dependent on your ears themselves. If you do produce a lot of wax and you know that, I would stay on top of it as best you can so your ears don't get so plugged up. So maybe every 3 to 6 months at least have someone take a peek in your ears just so we can prevent that buildup from happening. Okay. Other people, they don't have any wax, so they don't need to be on top of it as much.
Yeah, well, other people are luckier, I guess. I know I'm a waxy guy. Well, we talked about how you got into audiology. Now, you are a student at Stevens Point, UW-Stevens Point, and you have one more year before you get your doctoral degree, right?
Yes, I'm very excited. I graduate in May, so it's coming up on us.
Oh, very soon. All right. So how did you get into audiology?
Yeah, I got into audiology. I mean, I've been shooting since I could stand almost. Because I was exposed to all those loud noise, I was exposed to people who also loved loud noise. And all these guys I would shoot with, a lot of them weren't wearing hearing protection. So as I was growing up, you know, I always wore mine and I was able to watch the progression of hearing loss take place in the community that I was in the shooting world. And all that loud noise they were around. And I was really firsthand watching their hearing decline and the difficulty I had communicating with them would get harder and harder every year. And really, I just wanted to help. So I got into audiology because I wanted to help those guys hear better and understand how important it is to protect their hearing. And now I'm so happy to say that I see people in that same shooting world and I get so excited when they come in so I can help treat their hearing loss and help them hear their loved ones better.
Well, now you say you've been shooting all your life. You told me before we started recording that your dad actually had you shooting earlier than you remember, right?
Yeah, I gave him a call last night just to see when I actually started because I couldn't remember. And he said it was about as soon as I could stand, he put a Ruger 1022, one of those short little kiddo ones, in my hands, and he would aim it at the pop cans, and I would pull the trigger because I loved watching the pop cans bounce. So that was something we did all the time growing up.
Okay, and then after that, you got into shooting clay targets, right?
I did, yeah. I first started shooting, we think, at about age 10. I fell in love with it from there, and then I started shooting for my middle school and high school team. I was team captain from 7th grade to 12th grade, so it was pretty fun being a 7th grader, being a captain for those seniors in high school. That was a fun experience.
I'll bet. And you did well. You won some awards.
I did, yes. I was conference champion, as well as I was on the Minnesota Trap Shooting Association sub-junior all-state team for Minnesota. It was a lot of fun. I did some training under Sally and Mark Stevens and got my trap shooting coaching license in that time. And Pat Labe was also a mentor to me in that time, too. He was my local gunsmith in Spicer, Minnesota.
Okay. You know, when I talked to Dr. Allie last and I said that I had met you, and she said, yeah, I think I'm only hiring gals from Minnesota who are shooters. And so,
yeah, we got us Minnesota shooters. We got good blood in us.
Yeah. Well, and you know the dangers of not protecting your hearing, and you can talk shooting, which is not something that every audiologist can do or every young woman can do. And you've had some experiences talking about shooting. I think you were working in a gun store, weren't you? Or
yes, I worked at the local trap range, and I also worked at the sporting goods store in my couple miles down the road of my, in a small town of my even smaller town. We sold guns, and we were also sporting goods stores. We sold fishing supplies and bait and all that good stuff.
And you had some conversations with customers who didn't really want to talk to you at first.
Yeah, a few of the gentlemen would come in, and they wanted information. Shooting, they wanted their kids to get in it, and they would come up to me and I'd answer their questions. They'd look at the gentleman down the row from me and say, oh, I want to ask him. Well, he would point them right back to me and said, this is your gal. You want to talk to Adeline, not me.
Is this a common phenomenon still in the shooting world?
You know, it doesn't happen often, but women are getting more into the shooting world and they know just as much as the men do. So one of the cool things I learned from Sally Stevens was that women shoot with their hips and men shoot with their shoulders. So I think both genders bring a valuable perspective to the field for sure.
Yeah, and of course, women have a lower center of gravity, and so you are potentially better balance than guys who are kind of almost tipping over half the time.
Yeah, that was something that Sally and I talked about. Absolutely. That lower center of gravity. We move with our hips and men move with their shoulders more for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll talk more about shooting as we continue talking with you, because you are now our point person with Dr. Allie going on maternity leave. How is she doing, by the way?
She's doing great. Baby's healthy, and she's growing bigger every day. We're just waiting on her to pop. She's looking good.
Well, good. Well, be sure to say hello for me. And I know you have a symposium coming up next week, right?
Yeah, we do. It's coming up here on July 30th. That'll be at the Oregon Senior Center in Oregon, Wisconsin. It's going to start at 10:45, and there's no RSVP for this, so you guys can just show up, and I'll be there checking in people.
Okay, good. And for folks who don't know what a symposium is, what happens?
It's a free educational event where we can educate the community about hearing loss, the effects on your brain, and really just answer questions. Because if you guys have questions, I'm sure other people have them too. So it's really just a learning experience.
Okay. And you think Dr. Allie will be there and Dr. Laura as well?
We're hoping Dr. Allie will be able to be there, but Laura's on standby if something happens with baby.
Okay. Very good. Well, what advice have you got for those of us who might be concerned about our hearing right now? And, you know, fall hunting is coming up and trap and sporting clay seasons are continuous and there are a lot of leagues going on this summer. What advice have you got?
My biggest piece of advice is protect your hearing. I know you don't notice those effects right away. They can come gradual over time, but we know that if you can catch it early and treat it early, that's your best bet. And also to protect what you have right now. If you do have hearing loss currently and you know that, it's important that you're still protecting what you have left with hearing aids or without. Now I recommend hearing aids. We want to start treating that hearing loss.
Yeah. for sure. And, you know, I've been a shooter all my life, as you know, and knew that I had hearing issues for years before I did anything about it. And now it's been 2 years that I've been working with you folks, and it has changed my life, as I've said to both you and Allie and Dr. Laura as well. And I told a lot of friends about it, and I'm hoping that more people who are shooters or just work around heavy equipment, loud equipment, you know, chainsaws, tractors. There are more ways to hurt our hearing than we realize, aren't there?
Absolutely. Even mowing the lawn, too. Just any sort of noise exposure, we want to make sure we're wearing our hearing protection.
All right. Well, I think we'll let you go. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners?
No, just come visit me on July 30th. I'd love to meet you guys so we can talk shooting, fishing, anything. I'm down for a good conversation.
All right. Well, Adeline, thank you so much, and we look forward to talking to you probably in another month.
Sounds great, Dan. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Adeline DeCry is an audiology graduate student at UW-Stevens Point. She's working at Professional Hearing Care, LLC, in Mauston. She's in the PHC headquarters right there in Mauston, and will be working in Fitchburg also, as Dr. Alley is on maternity leave. And we'll talk to her again, I'm sure. Professional Hearing Care, LLC, has offices in Mauston and Fitchburg, as well as La Crosse, Westby, and Green Bay. I forgot to mention Green Bay before. They are a full-service hearing healthcare clinic and the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. The phone number, again, for information or to make an appointment is 608-292-4916. And the symposium on July 30th is at the Oregon Senior Center. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between. We've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner boats and Mercury outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Cedar Lake Sales has a clearance sale going on now on 2025 model boats and pontoons, and they've got some real bargains. This is a great time to wave big on a new boat. I think we want to save.
I think that's big, what right? I meant. Yeah.
yeah. Save big. You know, I just read the copy. Here. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. It's you've probably never seen the movie Anchorman, but in that movie, Dan, Will Ferrell is a news anchor, and he just reads whatever is on the teleprompter, and they get mad because there's an errant question mark at the end of his statement, and he says it like a question, and everybody gets upset that's the way it went. So anyways, that's how this is sometimes. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest, shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. And by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. Huntworthgear.com.
Yeah, I guess I should proof the copy before I send it to you. Sometimes I do. Usually I do. Anyway, if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you know what to do. You can watch it at milwaukeepbs.org. And you can catch the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special from the last several years on our Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And the radio show's online all the time. Go to lake-link.com, download it there at the Outdoor Radio page, and then you can also go to outdoornews.com and their website, outdoornews.com/podcast specifically. Download it, take it with you wherever you go. Dan's on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. You can find me at Hardwater
Jim. Lost in the Woods Improv's next show is this Sunday at Honest Dog Books. Wait a minute, is that last week? Yeah, that's last week.
Last week? Yeah, that would be last
week. Forget it. All right. They have a schedule that you can find on their YouTube channel, Lost in the Woods. And our friends at Stormy Cromer are partnering with Friends of the Fitz, and that's the Edmund Fitzgerald, to issue a limited edition original Stormy Cromer Edmund Fitzgerald cap. And they're donating $20 from the sale of every cap to a Friends of the Fitz fund to help fund a Wisconsin Historical Society marker in Superior, which is where the Fitz set sail from on his last fateful voyage. And they've got a great big sale going on through the 31st with discounts up to 65%. Details on both of those items at stormycromer.com. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next show, he's going on today, Saturday, at the Catholic Church in Washburn, at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., free performance. And then next Sunday, the 3rd of August, they are presenting Riding the Wind at Big Top Chautauqua. That's the show that built the tent. For tickets and info, visit bigtop.org. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend wherever you are and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
And the heron is fishing on one cold leg. When the loon cries lover in the blue north wind, I'll be trolling home to you. When my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure, when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be
locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman will be joining us to break down all of the news that happened over the weekend. Nothing will happen. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
As Wisconsin's summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. President Trump is in Scotland hoping to make some trade deals. He set an August 1st deadline for the European Union and other nations. More from CBS's Erica Brown.
He was cautiously optimistic about the prospects of reaching a trade agreement with the European Union.
I think we have a good 50-50 chance.
But as his tariff deadline quickly approaches, the president suggested there were a number of issues that would still need to be negotiated for a deal.
The sticking points are having to do with maybe 20 different things.
Trump also says the EU will need to lower tariffs to strike a trade agreement.
The UN is warning of famine in Gaza, where health officials say dozens of people have starved to death in the past week.
People are now literally dropping over out of exhaustion and fainting in the streets and dying in increasing numbers from starvation.
Max Rodenbeck is the Israel-Palestine director at the International Crisis Group.
We can talk.